California's recall election is just days away, and the spotlight increasingly is focused on only two men, embattled Governor Gray Davis and Republican frontrunner Arnold Schwarzenegger. But the recall campaign also has been a big boost to candidates outside the two major parties. One of them is Green Party candidate Peter Cameo. John Myers of member station KQED reports for Cameo the campaign is all about the message.
Peter Cameo arrived at a candidate forum this past weekend unaware that a just-released poll showed him with 5% support, more than any survey so far, and double that of fellow progressive and now former candidate Arianna Huffington. Cameo's eyes lit up at the news, and unlike mainstream politicians, he was not afraid to publicly show his surprise.
I'm at 5, and Arianna said 2.
Yesterday's Los Angeles Times poll put his support slightly lower at 3%. But Peter Cameo is a man who now sees himself as more crusader than candidate.
We are definitely trailblazing here. Look, when I got in the debate September 3rd, televised debate, that was the first time in the history of California a third party was in a televised debate for governor. And it was the first time in the history of the United States that a Green was in a nationally televised debate.
Like many Green candidates, Cameo supports issues like the protection of old-growth forests and universal health care. But his campaign has struck a chord with many Californians over the issue of taxes and what he calls a fair tax. Cameo took aim at Republicans Arnold Schwarzenegger and Tom McClintock on that very issue at last month's debate in Sacramento.
You will never say that the wealthiest people should at least pay the same tax rate as the average person. You will never say those words.
Cameo would solve California's financial crisis largely through a tax increase for those who earn more than $200,000. Tax hikes, he estimates, would alone bring in an extra $14 billion a year. Finances have played a major role in Peter Cameo's life away from politics. In 1987, he co-founded what he calls a socially responsible investing firm that invests in companies based on their environmental and social records. And his serious approach to the state's budget problems has won praise in the campaign, according to Jack Pitney, professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
What gives him credibility is his background in finance, which is a somewhat unusual background for somebody taking the Green Party position, a very liberal or progressive position on economic issues. But that gives him credibility, particularly when he says that the state is being fiscally irresponsible.
The son of Venezuelan immigrants, Peter Cameo was expelled from Berkeley in 1967 for what the university described as, quote, illegal use of a microphone. In 1976, at age 37, he was the Socialist Party candidate for president. Last year, he won more votes for governor than any third-party candidate in California history. But ironically, while Cameo's recall campaign has drawn him closer to average voters, it may have pushed him away from some in his own Green Party who were philosophically opposed to the recall.
Something is happening in California, and that's why I think a lot of people are reading this whole recall development wrong. Everybody thinks of the recall as some Republican thing. Let me tell you, everything that's happened is benefiting the progressives so far. The electoral system has become more democratized, more opened up. The coverage has been much better for alternative views that are with a progressive message.
Critics say, however, that Peter Cameo could end up doing for Gray Davis what another Green, Ralph Nader, did for Al Gore in 2000, playing the role of spoiler. Cameo says he won't drop out, but will encourage anyone who worries about a Republican winning to consider voting instead for Democrat Cruz Bustamante.
I tell those people that believe in me and believe in what I stand for in the Green Party, but don't vote for us, I'm not angry at you. You know, it's like I bless you, I forgive you. You know, I understand. We understand.
Peter Cameo also understands he won't wake up next Wednesday morning as the governor of California, but does expect whomever is governor will be forced to answer some of the questions his campaign has raised. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.